Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, and we start off this week with our favorite symphonic metal band. That would be The Gathering, the Dutch band. Jeff, some months back,
yes,
you might remember that I was saying that I have been looking for a particular track from this band that was hard to find, and it even wasn't on their Rarities album. Well, here's evidence to start us off this week that I found that cut.
Well, Rick, and once again, I must say, you are the world's great heavy metal detective, and hello for another week here on Ivory Towers Radio.
Well, welcome to you, and I just want to note, for those who are trying to replicate that particular act of discovery, that you can find this track. It was released a couple of years ago, but only on a very special anniversary commemorative edition of a CD by The Gathering called Mandy Lion, which was their debut CD with their current singer from, I believe, 1995. And so you're only going to find it on that very special edition. But there it is, Solar Glider, and I'm glad we could share it with our listeners.
And where else would our listeners, Rick, hear music like that but on Ivory Towers Radio?
Well, we try to deliver something new all the time, and occasionally we come up with it. So, Jeff, are we ready for the next slice of the metal pie?
Oh, I think we're more than ready, because as we know, that's my favorite part of the show.
And here we go.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Smooth as silk, flush against my eyes.
music of Stone Sour on this week's Metal Shop, a cut by the name of Made of Scars from their 2006 release. Heavy enough for you, Jeff?
Heaviosis. Heavy-matic. Hey, Rick, you know, one of the things that we do every week here on Ivory Towers Radio is Rick's Metal Shop. And if our listeners have a request, or if they'd like to hear even more metal, they can send us an email. They should send it to ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, towerzradio@att.net.
a friend. It's nice to hear from you again. And the storybook comes to a close. Gone are the ribbons and bows. Things to remember, places to go.
It does bring back memories. I think it brings back listener memories, too, because one of our listeners this week wrote us and said they'd like to hear some granola rock, and I guess that qualifies.
Well, we covered, and I'll try to squeeze in a quick musicology lesson here. We covered the evolution of granola rock there in that set, four songs. The last one, of course, the Eagles, Pretty Maids All in a Row off of Hotel California in 1976, a song Joe Walsh co-wrote. The first two songs from 1970, Get Out Your Flannel Shirts. The James Gang, one of Joe Walsh's first bands, The Bomber, a little Ravel in there. And, of course, Funk number 49 from James Gang Rides Again. And then in the middle, Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good to Me, in which he pretty much sums up the rock and roll experience.
It truly is a song about being a rock star. I have to say that I miss Joe Walsh. He's one of my favorite guitarists, and more or less he's in semi-retirement.
Well, I actually appreciate Joe Walsh not so much for his music, although some of it's been pretty good, as you and I have talked about many times over the years. I'm not that big an Eagles fan. But Joe was one of the few people who kept insisting to everybody who wanted to be in the music business that it was a job and you should be paid and the record companies would try to cheat you. And if I am not mistaken, Bill even taught a class about that at a community college in Northern California for a while.
Well, Joe is one of our favorites, and some people would actually say that he improved the Eagles quite a bit when he joined, because he was more or less a midtermer in that band. They got a little bit of an edge when Joe joined.
And you can never have, as we say on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, you can never have too many great guitar players.
Can never have too many guitar players, and occasionally, though, we have to have one public service announcement each week. Here it comes.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
They think they know. sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, talking about my girl. I got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song, baby, than the birds in the trees. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, talking about my girl.
Well, there's a set dedicated to one of my girls. Two slices of Bella to get us started. Bella, a new band with Give It a Night, and also the Rolling Stones in there with My Girl. For those who don't know, my daughter Isabella, who listens to the show regularly, and we hope that she enjoyed that set.
And Rick, should we mention that Bella is a Canadian band?
Do you want to jinx us?
No.
For those who don't know, we have bad luck with Canadian bands. We love Canadian bands, but we always seem to mess up something about Canadian bands. And so I'm waiting for the email to tell us what we messed up with that particular set. What did you think of the Stones covering the Temptations?
Mick does a lot of things well. That may not be one of them. It was okay. It's a great song. It's hard to mess it up. But I'll take the Temps any day.
Well, sure. The temps do it that way. But, you know, it's that time in the show where we talk about whether somebody does a song better than somebody else. And I'm going to guess that this next one you might like better than the original.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
No, it's all in my mind. me know everything's all right. Jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
The Isley Brothers on this week's Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's the Isley Brothers covering the Seals and Crofts hit Summer Breeze, featuring Ernie Isley on lead guitar.
Well, Rick, I have to tell you, in all the years I've known you, you've done something this time that I just completely caught me totally unexpected. The Isley Brothers covering Seals and Crofts?
Some people wouldn't think of it, but that actually was a second hit for the Isleys on Soul Stations after it had been a pop hit for Seals and Crofts. And the other little nugget that I want to pass along that I actually didn't know until recently, but Jimi Hendrix used to be part of the Isleys touring band when young Ernie was still playing drums and apparently bunked at the Isley family home in Ohio somewhere and taught Ernie how to play guitar, which I think you can hear in that particular cut.
That's one of the most amazing versions. It's one of the most amazing cover versions I've ever heard. It's almost completely different from the original, other than the lyrics. It's amazing. And I guess it reminds us that 1972, when it was when Seals and Croft had it originally as a hit, was a very, very long time ago. Not just in terms of the calendar, but in mindset as well. Rick, last week, you dared me to find a show tune that we could play on Ivory Towers Radio where it's all about the music. And not only did I find one, but you found one, and then we found another great song just for good measure.
So this isn't a show tune, but it's a soundtrack, and we think it all flows. Coming right out of the Isleys, Just a Little Bit of Soul.
Superfly. trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Come on, Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
Can't see me. No, not at all. with voyeuristic intent. Well secluded, I see all
with a bit of a mind flip.
You're into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
To the left.
One more time on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Of course, the showstopper from Rocky Horror Picture Show. We started out that set, Curtis Mayfield's Superfly. And in the middle, the original producers, 1968, Springtime for Hitler. And Rick, I have to tell you, there are two songs from my youth that I hope I never hear again, of which, of course, I mentioned the other day, Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin, and the second one, of course, Time Warp from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
If I had only known, my friend.
I spent entirely too much time around people back in our college days who would go every Saturday or Friday midnight show, whatever it was, dressed up, throwing crap around the theater. But that's okay, because we don't do this radio show, Rick, to make me happy or to make you happy. We do it for the listeners.
And see what happens when a deer comes on the table. Both sides can get hurt. Although I have to say, I love the producers, and that's a great song, and it's good to get some Mel Brooks satire on this show. We like satire occasionally, and that's a good thing.
My only regret is there are no songs in Blazing Saddles, other than the theme song, which really isn't the song. Well, Rick, what do we have to look forward to this week on our other Ivory Towers project?
Well, on Ivory Towers, the blog, for those who may be checking it out, I've got the voice today. Well, by the time this is posted, it will be the day before, with a piece about Rush Limbaugh. So if you're interested in Ivory Towers, the blog, and not Ivory Towers, the rock and roll show, we have a blog, and we don't just talk about music, as obvious. A piece about Rush Limbaugh, somebody who likes to rip off rock and roll when he can in his show. Well, we have a piece about him, and we talk about all sorts of things besides politics and music. We also talk sports, culture, you name it. You can find our blog at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.com. ivorytowers.blogspot.com. And remember, that's Ivory Towers with a Z.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Gertrude Stein on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And Rick, that is the Rentals from 1977, a Boston band, and not the current band called the Rentals, which is fronted by that fellow from Weezer. This is actually a trio from Boston, had some nice regional success, including opening a show for the Clash.
I'm just glad they gave Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola equal billing in their song.
And you have to love any kind of song that includes Gertrude Stein. Well, Rick, we've covered a lot of music in our show today, and we always cover a lot of music in our show, and not every one of our listeners can listen to every show as we post it on the blog. So you know what they can do?
Tell us, Jeff, tell us.
They can go to public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. TOWERZ Radio, and download any of the previous 34 shows. I believe all 34 are still up there, aren't they?
All 34 shows are there. I want to say that we seem to have a lot of 70s music in this show, not by design, but it seems to come out that way. But not all of our shows have 70s music. Some of our shows even have music in the 50s and before. And actually, we play quite a bit of current stuff, too.
In fact, so that address again is public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio, IVORYTOWERZ Radio, all one word. And I think, in fact, Rick, coming up, I think we may end today by playing some new music.
A whole set of new music coming right up.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?" He said, "Will you defeat them, you demons? Join the Black Parade."
We'll be right back. Yeah.
There's a rarity on Ivory Towers Radio, a hit song. Since we're known for playing B-sides, that's the new hit from the Foo Fighters, The Pretender, and their brand spanking new album, just out for a week, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. Just a fantastic new release from the Foo Fighters. That single has been out for a couple of weeks now, and it's played everywhere right now, and by my money, that's fine. I love that song. It's wonderful. We promised an absolutely new set, and I have to make a slight correction. It wouldn't be Ivory Towers Radio without a slight correction, but My Chemical Romance, that's their release from 2006, so some people might say that's not new, but that's the latest from them. Welcome back. That's Welcome to the Black Parade, and in the middle there, new music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Their EP from this summer, The Is, with a song by the name of Kiss Kiss. And Jeff, that's a band that just has to repeat, just has to repeat, just has to repeat. Please stop me.
Everything it says, everything it says, everything it says.
Everything it says is, that's it for this show. Any reaction to that new music before
that
we go, Jeff?
Pretty, you know, I don't mind playing a hit. If it's a pretty good song, and it sounds like the Foo Fighters is going to be a pretty good song and a pretty good record.
Well, the Foos have done some wonderful things, and I think Dave Grohl, who's from my neck of the woods here in Washington, was one of those people who came out of Nirvana, and people didn't give him credit, didn't give him his due, and all those Foo Fighters albums later and some great performances, if you've seen them live, what a passionate band.
Well, Rick, we believe in passionate bands here on Ivory Towers Radio, and next week we'll have even more passionate bands, won't we?
Well, not just passionate bands, but passionate DJs. We get into the music. This is Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. But unfortunately for this week, the music is done. So for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. Please join us again next time.